Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we're joined by Child Nutrition Program Director Tanya Jones from the Carbon School District. Tanya, pleasure to have you on. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're glad to be here. So fun.
And you know, we're talking about probably one of my favorite programs. I'm a little biased because I grew up with the summer lunch program, but I think it's probably one of the best things we do in the state and nationwide. I mean, this is a chance that kids who might not have access to it to get some nutrition over the summer. So let's talk for a second. It's starting on June 2nd, the summer lunch program. What can people kind of expect from this program in terms of what food they're getting?
So the program is us providing lunch for the students as well as breakfast. So we're going to be able to do breakfast that we'll be able to take it home when they come on Thursday or on any day. Thursday, they'll take weekend meals home. But the best thing is those kids that may not get access to meals can come and actually get breakfast and lunch. So that will help at least with two meals a day for the kids. So it's very, very important for those kids.
You know, and these are kids who might be relying on school lunches throughout the year to try and get them to their nutritional needs, because it's hard to learn on an empty stomach and it's hard to live on an empty stomach. So they rely on those school lunches, and this is a good chance to continue that into those summer months where some people might lose access to it. So you have several locations to pick up throughout the throughout Carbon County. Where can people go to pick up these summer lunches?
So we are doing them at our elementaries. So Bruin, anybody out in East Carbon and Sunnyside, you'll be able to go to Bruin Elementary. We've got Creekview and Castle Heights in Price. In Wellington, go to the Wellington School, and then in Helper, Sally Morrow. So if you just swing by those places at 11, it'll be 11 to 12, we'll be glad to serve you.
And this is free for ages 18 and younger. Adult meals, though, can be purchased for $5.
Yes, adult meals can be purchased for $5. And also we carry baby food for the kids that can't have the actual meal. So,
you know, this is a program that can really benefit everybody. Now, one thing we felt like it was important to say is during the summer, kids are going to have a lot of activities. There's no way around it. You're going to be going place to place, running around. But parents can actually pick up the meals for their children.
Yes, parents can come pick up the meals. We are able to do grab and go, so there won't be any sitting down to eat. You can just come in, grab your meals, and just head out to your next activity. Parents also pick up your meals. If you've got kids that are in activities, pick them up and let them eat when they get home.
And then something we touched on a little bit earlier, but I think would be good to go more in depth into, is that on Thursdays, because this is a Monday through Thursday program, on Thursdays you send food home to get them through Friday and Saturday. So it's continuing that throughout the weekend, which I really enjoy. We didn't have that when I was in elementary. So this is a new addition to it that I'm really fond of.
Yeah, this is great because the kids can actually come in on Thursday, pick up their Friday, Saturday breakfast and lunch for those days so that they've at least got something to keep them going through most of the weekend.
Now, as Child Nutrition Director in the Carbon School District, what do you find most beneficial about this program? What's the biggest benefit you see for these kids who are participating in the summer lunch?
The biggest benefit is to have the being able for those kids to actually have meals to help them through, because it's so hard. If they don't have the nutrients that they need, then they just don't make it as good. So we just love to be able to feed them and help them in any way to help them learn to grow how they need to.
You know, this is such an important program, and it has a place in my heart. I'm sure it has a place in your heart. And
yes,
for lots of people who grew up on this program, especially in a rural area like ours, it's so important to have. Now, Tanya, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just come on, enjoy it. We've got lots of food, and it'll be fun for the kids. So we'll hope to see you.
Well, Tanya, it's a pleasure to have you on again. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Tanya Jones, Child Nutrition Program Director in the Carbon School District. We're talking about the summer lunch program that's starting on June 2nd. It'll run through July 24th. You got grab and grow locations Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Creekview Elementary, Castle Heights Elementary, Sally Morrow, Wellington, and Bruin Point Elementaries. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m., or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.